Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Today's podcast is called Rainy Olympia. Please join me at the end of the podcast for a few grammar notes. Rainy Olympia. Last Tuesday, I had an impromptu trip to Olympia, the capital of Washington State. I have been taking exams to become a medical interpreter in Spanish and English, but those exams can't be taken in Wenatchee. If you want to take the test, you have to sign up online when a spot becomes available. And that doesn't happen very often. You usually have to wait for at least 3 months. I have become impatient with the whole sign-up process and all the waiting involved. So when I found an opening, I immediately signed up. I had only a week to prepare and then a 3.5-hour drive to get there. The drive was easy enough as I drove on main roads the whole way. I also took the opportunity to record a lot of vocabulary and sentences to listen to in the car. As I approached Olympia, it poured with rain. I could tell that the area receives a lot of rain each year, as the trees are covered with moss. This was quite a contrast to where I live now. I arrived in plenty of time to find the testing centre. It was in a very large social services building, up several flights of stairs. The closer I got to the exam room, the more nervous I became. "Now calm down, Anna," I said to myself. "If you don't pass it this time, you'll just have to try again." The lady who administers the test was very nice. She made me feel comfortable, and she also gave me some good advice about relaxing and speaking clearly and slowly. After the exam, I headed over to the State Legislative Building, which is the main landmark of the city. It was surrounded by mist and looked as if its domed roof was going to disappear into the clouds. I didn't stay long, as I had a long drive home. I just wanted to catch a glimpse of this political centre and the beautiful building that represents it. Okay, 3 grammar points as usual, and there are probably more that you might have questions about. Please feel free to email me any of your questions and I'll make sure to answer them. But today I've chosen impromptu as our first word to discuss. It means a sudden and unplanned event, or it could be unexpected. And it's not just an event, it can be followed by any kind of noun, really. Let's see some examples. A. Our get-together led to an impromptu group singing. Our get-together led to an impromptu group singing. B. As I was volunteering in the class, I became an impromptu teacher because Mr. White, the English teacher, suddenly felt ill. As I was volunteering in the class, I became an impromptu teacher because Mr. White, the English teacher, suddenly felt ill. C. After talking on the phone with her brother, Mary bought a ticket and took an impromptu trip to see him. After talking on the phone with her brother, Mary bought a ticket and took an impromptu trip to see him. Okay, numbers 2 and 3 I actually put together today because they're very similar in meaning. We have a spot and an opening. Now, a spot can mean several things. Of course, it can mean a mark or a point. But here, in this particular context, it means an availability for an appointment. Or a spot in particular means a small position on a radio program or show, or on a television, or perhaps even on a film. We use spot in the same way as opening when, for example, we're waiting for an appointment to see a doctor, and perhaps his whole day is full, but there is a small opening or a small spot at a certain time. A. She had a spot on the radio show where she read a few lines and sang a song. She had a spot on the radio show where she read a few lines and sang a song. B. Finally, there was an opening to see the dentist. I had waited for weeks. Finally, there was an opening to see the dentist. I had waited for weeks. Now, in this example, you could use spot, particularly if you're speaking British English. And even, I think, in the US, it would be understood. Opening, however, would be preferred. C. There were a few openings for the exam to choose from. 11 a.m., 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. I chose the 2 p.m. spot. So here you can see I'm using both opening and spot in the same sentence, or the same couple of sentences. There were a few openings for the exam to choose from. 11 a.m., 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. I chose the 2 p.m. spot. If I didn't want to say spot, I could just repeat opening. Well, thank you for joining me today. I look forward to reading your emails. And remember that you're all invited to join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.